This is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in Volume 4. This is letter number 1113, and this is dated on the 26th day of Tammuz, Baruch Hashem, Tavshin Yud Aleph, in Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing this to Avosik V'Chosid, who wrote the titles. Comes from Portland, Rabbi Israel Zelig, that's Rabbi Slonim, who's active in Israel. So the Rebbe, peace and blessings, and this starts from the middle of the letter. As far as your classes that you teach Hasidus publicly, so you don't write where they are already, they exist, where we can set them up. So in order, it would be fitting so that they should not come to stepping on somebody else's work that somebody else is doing, so to work it out, that you should consult together with Rav Shlomo Yosef Zevin. He's the author of the Encyclopedia Talmudis and many other works. I mean, there was a lot of rabbis together, but he was sort of headed for a long time, a great Talmud Chacham, and also with the people of the Torah Semes, and also in the Bate Knesses of Chabad in the Old City, and they should work out a plan for this. And once you tell me the plan, I will do my best. I'm not sure what the Rebbe's involvement in this was, but the Rebbe is basically telling him, don't step on anybody else's toes, consult everybody and work it out that you have a plan. Number seven, as far as what is the they founded, I guess, a free loan society of the Kollel over there, maybe the Kollel of that they was a general name for the some of the activities over there, social help that they gave out there. So the Rebbe says they should call it Kupas Gemach Merkozi Shel Kol Chabad Yerushalayim. This is the central fund of the Free Society of the Kol Chabad Yerushalayim, or first write Kol Chabad, and underneath it the fund for general fund of the Kol Chabad for free loans, you know, the free loans. As far as number eight, as far as what does it mean? I must look. Not sure what the abbreviation here is, but they wanted to use it for this special fund for the Gemach, for the free loan. The Rebbe says you can include this in the general, the general Kuv of Kuv, which if you want to publicize it for Rosh Hashanah. So the Rebbe says to add this following sentence. Specifically, I am here to encourage the friends, our Hasidim, in every place, may they live about this very important activity of the Kol Chabad, which is the fund for the free loan, which is known that this is one of the greatest mitzvahs of tzedakah, especially that the principal who the ones who gifted that remains, and you can go ahead and re-loan the money many times, so you're using that money for this very important. Basically, if you put in money into a free loan, so your money is not used once, but it's used over and over again, because if you keep on loaning the money to various different people in various different times, so it has a lot of use. These are the words the Rebbe wrote to write into. I think it's a Kol Koyder. The Kol Koyder means an announcement. They call it Kol Koyder. That's Kuvav, the proclamation, of telling, letting people know. And especially in Jerusalem, they used to have like publishing like on the walls over there, Kol Koyders. And that's the way they used to publicize before the internet and before the different ways. Number nine. What do you want to say?
Yeah, does the loan imply then that the money was paid back?
Sure, that means a loan.
That's why you can rotate over.
Yeah, that's exactly. Number nine, I received a telegram from you that you are making a Fabrengen, a Svadus Kloli for on the days of redemption, Beis Gimel Tammuz, and you're asking for a blessing. I had responded with a telegram, I just would be interested to hear details of that gathering. Number 10, in the telegram, I also added about publicizing my view as far as the elections go. And certainly the Rebbe, assuming the Rebbe wants that it should be a block of all the religious voters together, with blessings for success in your holy work, and with regards to the all the members of the board, the one who are in charge over there. Okay, so there's only points over here. I guess the starts from point number six, but point number one is probably things that they didn't want to publish, and rightfully so. I mean, a lot of times, Rebbe would tell the personal stuff or things like that. That one, when they printed the Rebbe's letters, the Rebbe gave it over to actually my mechutin, my sister's father-in-law was the Rebbe's secretary, Rabbi Simpson, for many years. Should be well and healthy. So he. He was in charge of sorting out Rebbe's letters and to decide which are publishable or not, or which parts are publishable. So to take out things that the Rebbe wrote personally or that could be offensive to anybody, that only in the letters matters that have value to the general community. Not that, but there's no value and there's just personal stuff, there's no reason to publish that. So he was in charge of picking out. So this is, must be that the other parts of it are not publishable, and that's why they're admitted account.